Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the Jay Allen Show. So, as you are aware, if you've been listening to the radio station, I did discuss that I would not be here this week because I was supposedly taking some level of vacation. So don't think that I was going to leave you high and dry in regards of not having some kind of content for you, just in case. So I thought that this was a timely one for us to sit back and have a conversation, especially with school about to start in some areas here in the U.S. and in some areas already started. I figured we would have a conversation today talking about what is important in regards of some of the things that kids are going through in regards of them going back to school. So sit back for a moment, take a listen to this one. It's an awfully short podcast for sure. I want you to take a listen to it because I really think it's important. It's kind of where you can take a listen to what exactly is going on in children's minds right now during this interesting times. Thank you for understanding of me being gone this week, because I think that that's kind of important. We need to take some breaks from time to time. Don't worry, we'll be back with the normal radio show stuff and all that kind of stuff going next week. So don't worry about that. All the other 17 shows are still hanging out doing their thing, so don't worry about that. They didn't vanish. I'm the only one that's kind of vanished with some of the writers. So anyways, that's what's going on. Anyways, thanks for taking a listen. Listen to this real quick, and we'll go from there.
The Jay Allen Show is streaming now on safetyfm.live.
So, this portion, I'm not sure here, because I was telling you earlier that I'm on vacation, as you know, this week. So I'm not around. So I decided to do something because I felt that it was kind of timely, especially with us being kind of a couple of weeks away, depending on where you're located, in regards to talking about that whole mess related to school, related to the whole thing that school's about to start. And of course, there's still some ideas that are going around right now of what are some of the pain points that are going on inside of the world of schools. So what are some of the pain points of the students that are going back that kind of been in lockdown the whole time? So I figured that I would ask my subject matter expert in regards to this stuff, in regards of what she was thinking, especially now that going back to school is going to be a kind of a big thing. So welcome in. And of course, now you heard the pressure. So what's going on here? So you haven't been to school in almost like a year.
Right.
So what are you thinking now that you're going back? Like, what are some of the things that are coming to mind right away? What makes you and your friends anxious about going back into school?
I get nervous over anything, but I feel like the main point is like we're all afraid to get sick, but we're also so excited like to see us all at the same time. So the one thing is like people are saying that we need to do certain things and certain protocols, but also at the same time we don't some schools aren't even telling us what we need to do yet. So we don't know what exactly is happening in the school, but also we don't know, like, there's no virtual option this year. So we don't know, like, if we have to go back into lockdown if something happens or what's just going to happen in general.
So after going a whole year with the lockdown method, so that was essentially doing school virtually, you kind of had some limited interactivity with your teacher and your other students that were actually inside of the same classroom. How do you feel about now going to be there full time in person? And I'm only asking because I want to have a better understanding with it. I mean, of course, as a parent and people that are adults that are not going through the day in and day out, we're going to think about it differently. But what's coming to mind when you now that you hear that this is the only option, at least in this state?
Well, it's a lot to take in at one time because they're trying to say that some kids that didn't even go back to school last year and now they want us to go back to school the whole year. So interactions are definitely going to be different because even like when we went to school for testing, like none of the teachers recognized the kids or like just in general, like even if we had to go pick up something, like none of the teachers recognized anyone. But then also you have a giant campus, so you have to figure out your way around. And I know there is some program where you can go see the campus and all that stuff, but it's still a big campus, no matter like regards what school you're in.
So do you have any kind of fear when it comes to the whole thing about the interaction? Because here's the weird part, and believe me, I'm not saying people should get the vaccine or not get the vaccine, but now you're kind of doing the interaction where you have some kids that are vaccinated, some kids that are not vaccinated. That also plays a big portion of the age demo. And then in this state, they're also giving the option of doing optional masking. So what are you thinking?
Well, I feel like it's going to be safer if everyone wears a mask. But the one thing is people aren't going to go by that, as we know from, you know, the past year experience probably. And even though like last year it was required to wear a mask, some kids didn't because you could hear the teachers yelling at the kids. That was fun online. But and then you can hear just like a whole bunch of different stuff. But and then at lunch, they're having like assigned seatings, but there's only like two per table. But also now they're having us like all of the kids, they're trying to have us separated, but they're going to have all the kids from last year go into school that were virtual. And there wasn't enough room to begin with, so I don't know what is going to happen.
So hold on, back up real quick. You just said something about, in regards to the cafeteria, they're going to have two people per table, at least at the assignment at the school that you're located at. Those are some pretty big tables. How's that going to work? Is that like everybody's timed out in regards to the frequency on when they can go in, or is everybody going in as a class?
Well, what I know is, so I think we all go in at one time because like the bell rings for like sixth grade lunch, and then there's seventh grade lunch and eighth grade lunch, blah, blah, blah. But there is this, so they broke up the tables. So they only have like, so they have like half a table and then two kids sit there. It's not very comfortable. It's bad, honestly.
Okay, so I mean, but here's the whole thing. So when you start thinking about it, so you've been in virtual style school for a little over a year, and now you're getting to go back to in-person class format. So besides the whole COVID thing becoming a thing, or was a thing, or still is a thing, however you want to take a look at it at the moment, when you start thinking about having to go to in-person school after kind of not being around people to an extent, like within your old age demo, not counting the people that you're locked up with here. What are you thinking?
Well, it's going to be nervous, I feel like, for everyone, or it's going to be like, it's going to be anxious for everyone because we all like it's hard because I feel like the age demo, like some people didn't think that like COVID was real and all this stuff. And there was some people that said all this, but I think it's going to be weird because we didn't have that interaction and now we're all coming back together and going to have that big interaction. So I think it's just going to be different things that's just going to happen. Like there's going to be some kids or I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain if that makes sense.
So let me ask just a strange question because I want to have a better understanding kind of from your point of view. When you're starting to take a look at this and you go, okay, I'm going back to school. So let's say, for instance, everything kind of hits the fan. And they tell you lockdown's back in place. you're going to have to go back to school virtually. Hypothetically, of course. What's going through your mind if you hear something like that?
Honestly, I feel like that is going to happen. So I feel like that's going to be like a common thing that was heard, because last year the same thing happened. And I think it's just going to be like, oh, well, here this goes again. And then we don't know how long we're going to be locked in for. And then it's probably going to happen again after that if they had tried to bring us all back. So it's going to be a big thing.
So when you look at this now, then, are you looking at more of, you're excited about going through the whole process, or are you looking at this as there's more anxiety when it comes to the whole thing?
Like, I'm excited. I get to see my friends again, but also at the same time is very anxious, because we are living in a world now where people can get sick very fast. Like, people could get very sick fast before, but this thing is, you have to get tested and all this stuff before you know if you have it or not. And it's just going to be a big thing. And then last year, one of my teachers actually got, I guess, almost too close to a kid. So then they had to be quarantined for that.
Hold on. The kid had to be quarantined, or the teacher had to be quarantined?
The teacher had to be quarantined before she knew if she was negative or positive.
Whoa. Hold on. So she got too close to him. What do you mean?
Like a kid, or like someone that was carrying it?
Okay, got it. So yeah. There's a little bit more to that. Okay. So the kid actually had it. So then they had to find out if the teacher actually had it as well.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So, I mean, and so here's the thing. I mean, I wanted to sit down and talk to you because, as you know, you're going to be able to describe this better than I do, because I stay locked up by myself almost all the time. So that's it. I mean, that's what I wanted. And I wanted to share it with the people out there for them to understand a kid's point of view and exactly what's going on. So thanks for coming on for this.
Oh, sorry. Was I supposed to say something?
No, don't say anything at all.
Well, thank you for having me, I guess.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/1. That's safetyfm.com/1. That's O-N-E. So just in case. And you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.